Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We are on Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're going to go back to Tzadik Beis Amud Beis on the second to last line. So get back into the flow. Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, second to last line, where it says, Amar of Sheshas. Of Sheshas says, Mina Aminala. How do I know that if somebody is far away, he's far away in Erev Pesach, but by the Seder he'll be there. Right now he's in far away, but by the comes to the Seder he'll be there on time. That's considered far away. You can't check the carbon for Pesach for him on his behalf. That's what Rav Sheshas says. You can't do that. How do you know? How do I know that? Right? So, D'Tanya, that it says in the Brisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, because Rabbi Akiva says, Nemar Tomei v'Nemar Derech Rechoka. There are two kinds of people that can't bring a carbon Pesach. Number one, someone's Tomei. Number two, he's far away. Right? Ma, Tame, Shesipig, Biyado, Lasos. You have a Tame person. He's able to bring a carbon Pesach, if not for the fact that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to. He's physically able to. Just what? The halacha says you're not allowed to. He's physically able to. Ve'ena Ose, he can't do it. He can't do it in his behalf. Af Derech Rechoka. So too, someone's far away. Nami. Shesipik biyado lasos. He's able to do it. How's he able to do it? Have a shliach. He's able to do it. Eina ose. We don't do it. We don't do it. That's what Rav Sheshas says. Just like a tummy don't, we don't do it. We don't do it for Derech Rechoka either. Same thing. That's Rav Sheshas. Rav Nachman Amar Lach. Rav Nachman's going to tell you, one second. Rabbi Akiva l'taimei. But Rabbi Akiva, we don't want Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is consistent. He's consistent with the Shita, the Ag, the Kasavar. Ein shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. We will not shecht or do zrika for a tamei sheretz. What's a tamei sheretz? A guy's tamei that day. At night he'll become to the Seder like everyone else. Rabbi Akiva says he can't do it. If you hold, he can't do it for him. He can't do it for Derech Rechoka either. Vanos virulei, I hold, says Rabbi Nachman, kiman da amar. You can shecht for a Tamei Sheretz. Why not? He can't do it today. It's Tuesday. Tuesday he's Tamei. Tuesday night he'll be Tar. So it's not a problem. Says Rashi.
Can he bring Pesach Sheni?
What? If he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon.
For that reason.
Yeah, but he could do it.
Right, he can do it, yeah.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva would say...
So Rashi says, look at the first skinny line of Rashi. The af al gaf de chazi l'urta. Even though at night, this Tomei guy is going to be eligible. He's good at night. The day is not good. Night is good. The high sipek de ka'amar, and this ability, hachi ka'amar. Ma Tomei shesipek biyado lasos. Just like a Tomei person who is available at the Seder. He can eat the carbon Pesach, right? Dechazi lemechal leorta, because at night it's not tummy anymore. Vafilu hachi ain shocht in vazarkin alav. And nevertheless, says Rabbi Akiva, not allowed to. Not allowed to. Vanan svirle, we hold, shocht in vazarkin, you certainly are allowed to. Hilkach, therefore, hai nami diyachal likonais peshas achila, anybody that's going to be coming to the Seder and is at the shas achila, and is eligible. He was in China. He was Tomei. None of that matters. Right now you're here. You're going to be here. Shochtin v'zarkin alav. We can do a shechita for him. Why not? So the Derech Rechoka means he's not going to make it on time. That's Derech Rechoka. Someone's going to make it on time, so call up and pull up the shlech and tell your brother-in-law, go make a shechita for me. I'm going to be there on time. Just like a Tomei, we would do that. Tana Rabbanan. There's a brayso that really says that. It says, Elu sha'osin es hasheni. For the following people, we're going to make a Pesach Sheni. Zavin, a Zav, a male Zav, Zavos, women, Mitzorotin, Mitzoras, Hamitzoros, female Mitzoras, Nidos, Bole Nidos, that's a man who is Tomek because he was with his wife, Yoledos, Yoldos, women that had babies, Hashogigin, people that were shogig, what does that mean? Whatever it means, they forgot. They forgot it was the Erev Pesach, they forgot. Busy watching TV, they totally forgot. Or onsen, they were an ones. Somebody put a gun to the head and said, not letting you go do Korban Pesach. Something like that. The guy's in jail. Something like that. Who's sick or something. Hamezidin. Or Bemezid. He didn't want to bring it. He did it Bemezid. Or Vitamei. Or a guy is Tamei. Or Vishahaya Bederech Rechoka. Or he was far away. Right? All these cases. Now, by the way, All the tummy people mentioned, Rashi says, have a long tumma. Sharetz is a one-day tumma. A Balkari is a one-day tumma. These are all seven-day tummas. All these are long tummas. Even longer, it could be even longer. So all these are... Now, Im Kain, Lama Nemar Tummy. Why is the word tummy on the list? We didn't list tummy meis. But why is there another category of tummy? So that question doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, "Lama Nemar." What do you mean? Why does it say it? The e boy lemevad b'rishon lo shavkin alei. If they want to bring a carbon to rishon, not going to let them. Not going to let them. Guys, tummy meis. Tummy meis is not on the list. So tummy, an extra word tummy includes the tummy meis. Ella im kain lama nemar derech rechoka. Why is derech rechoka on the list? Isn't derech rechoka included among shogeg? Ones, Mazid. Why is it a separate category? Why is there a separate category, Derech Rechoka? We said a guy's a shogeg, a guy's an Ones. The guy's stuck in China. He can't get a flight out. What do you want from the guy? He's an Ones. He was supposed to be back 5 days before Pesach. And there was a snowstorm. Whatever happened. What do you want from the guy? He's an Ones. Why is Derech Rechoka a separate category? What? Then what was he? A Mazid? He's also a Mazid. Also on the list. So is a shogeg. They're all on the list.
What about the Sofek, whether he'd be there or not?
So then it's a shogeg or something, no? Yeah. It's a shogeg, it's an ones. I thought I would make it on time, but I didn't.
Well, I was thinking of the person who's being held in a non-Jewish prison, where he said he's going to be released, but you can't rely on
him. So isn't that an ones? They told me they could let me out, they didn't let me out. I'm an ones.
One second. No, but he doesn't try.
What? Rashi says, why is Derech Rechoka mentioned? Why is it a separate category? It's included in everyone else. So Rashi says, in the Rashi of El Lama Nemar Derech Rechoka, E Mishum, you know why he's on the list? The E Boy Lemevad Lo Savid, that if he shows up somehow, and he wants to bring it, or he calls it, or the Kohen says, I saw you here before, what are you doing here now again? No, now I'm here for my brother-in-law. Where is he? He's on a flight. If that's the case, so we're not going to let him do that? But he's not here. He's on a flight somewhere. Not that he's a Derech Rechoka. Get away from me. Get out of here. You can't bring... Ha, but Derech Rechoka who? Right? The Imishum... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, Lama Nemar Derech Rechoka. Why is Derech Rechoka? Imishum Dibay Lemevad Lo Savid, Ha, but Derech Rechoka who? V'im Tamar, L'shlo Yishlach Pesachok Kedirav Sheshes. Maybe it means that you can't send somebody else. In other words, what do you mean... He's a Derech Rechoka. Here, the Imishum we rashi over. Imishum the Iboy Lemevad Lo Savid, if he wants to bring a carbon Pesach. We're not going to let him. What do you mean he wants to bring a carbon Pesach? He's on a flight somewhere. Ha Derech Rechoka. He's not even here. He's far away. Ah, Vim Toma, you'll tell me. Shalom Yishlach Pitzcho Kedrov Sheshes. He can't have somebody else do it. That's what the Brises tell me. Someone else can't do it for him. That can't be right. Hatana Leslie, this Brise doesn't hold of that. Why? Elik Rav Nachman Tzvirli. Comes like Rav Nachman, the Amar who says, Hurtza. Somebody else can bring it for you. The Iker of Sheshes, it's Druch Derech Rechoka Lememar. If it's for Sheshes, we need it to teach it for himself, that he can't bring it himself. So, says Rashi, this can't be a case of a Shliach. So why is it mentioned? So, Lepotro Min HaKares. He's not going to get Kares. What's not going to get Kares for? Right? He could have been here. He could have been here. Now, guy's Tommy. What do you want from the guy? What could he do? The dead body fell on top of him. What's he supposed to do? Derech Rechoka? Who told you to go on that trip? You could have been here. You wouldn't have gone on that trip. You wouldn't have got stuck there. So I would have said, what Josh said, you did it to yourself. You caused yourself not to be in Korban Pesach. You put yourself in a situation where you're not going to be here. Who told you to do that? I would say, such a person, it's Chayv Kares. Where are you running away? Right? Ukamanda Amar, Hortza. No, Says Rav Nachman, have somebody else bring it for you. Right? Have somebody else bring it for you. Right? Right. It's clear that Rav Nachman holds that you can make a shliach. So why is there a chokah on the list? Just to let you know that you don't get kareis. You can't bring it yourself, because you're not here. But if you're far away and you're going to be at the seder, you want to have someone bring it for you? The brisa seems doesn't say that. But if you pull teeth out of this brisa, that's what you get out of it. That's not a problem. We'll get later in the daf, it's through machlokas. It's through machlokas about that.
So can I come back to my...
But yes, that's what this brisa seems to say that, yes.
My question was
yeah.
That earlier we learned that if someone is in a non-Jewish prison, you can't check for him even if he says he's coming out that day because they may not let him out. They do let him out and he gets home, but nobody checked it for him. So what's his status?
So I think he's also an onis.
He's an onis.
Yeah.
And so he can bring a
Pesach Sheni, exactly. Now, this Bryce mentioned a bunch of people, and some of them were women. Woman had a baby. So she can't eat the carb. It's like she's in the hospital. Right? She's not well, whatever it is. So, or she's tummy, really. She's tummy. Forget not well. She's tummy. So, Isha B'Sheni, Mi Mechaiva? What, is a woman have to bring a Pesach Sheni? V'ha, Tanya Yachal Lo Yei Osen Sasheni, Ela Tummy Nefesh, V'Shay Derech B'Choka. I would have only thought Tummy Nefesh and someone far away. Zavin, Umitzarotin, Ubalinidos, Minayin. These are only men. What about them? Talmud Lamar, Ish. Only men. So, Lo Kasha, that's not a Kasha. We had this already. Ha, Rabbi Yossi, Ha, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. There was a machlokas, whether women can bring a Pesach Sheni or not. So the Brisa says yes, holds like Rabbi Yossi, and the Brisa says no, holds like the other ones. Okay? Now here we get to Marcel's issue. Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says, a complicated Brisa. Chayiv Karis ala Rishon, the Chayiv Karis ala Sheni. You Chayiv Karis if you don't bring a Rishon, and you Chayiv Karis if you don't bring a Sheni. Says Rashi, we're talking about two different people. Because one person can't get Karis twice, because you can't die twice. Right? I want to see James Bond. You can't die twice. So right, look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Chayiv Karis ala Rishon, the Chayiv Karis ala Sheni. Chayiv Karis yesh al zeh, vi al zeh. Right? It's not to one guy. Why not? The trade cutly b'chad gavro lucky. One guy can't die twice. So what's it talking about? Sometimes you can get kareis for not keeping kor Pesach Rishon, and other people sometimes can get kareis for not keeping Pesach Sheni. V'im l'inyan dim shogag b'shneim yichayev shtei chatos. Maybe it's coming to tell me that if you made a shogi by both. Pesach Rishon, you have a shogi. You forgot it was Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni also forgot to bring two chatoses. Says right, I'm a shogig. Says Rashi, that's not right. The bekaris to Pesach ein chayav and al shigos v'chatos. There is no shogig on a carbon Pesach. There's no such thing. Tidnan bekrisus, we learn a pair of krisus. Pesach v'amila, Pesach and mila are mitzvahs asay he. The mitzvahs asay that get karis, the only two. But the ein chayachatos bo el al shigas karis al shalav. The only time you bring a chatos if it's a los asay. Since Pesach is an asay. If you forgot, you don't bring a chatas. You mavatal that say, you get courage for that, if you did it on purpose. Dechsev, ashalosa, asena, ela nafkamina, dim shogag echad mehen. Okay, fine. Okay? Fine. So, back to the Gemara. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, it's a three-way machlokas. Rebbe says, you can get courage on the Rishon, courage on a Sheni. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says, Chayev Kares ala Rishon, Upatar ala Sheni. No, you can never get Kares for not bringing a Sheni, only a Rishon. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Omer, Af ala Rishon, Enu Chayev Kares, El Imkin Loas as a Sheni. You cannot get a Rishon if you didn't bring, if it wants a Sheni also. Through the Machlokas. V'oz l'tamayhu. And they're consistent. The Tanya, this is a Brisa. Listen to this. Gershon is Geyer ben Pesach Rishon. Ben Shnei HaPesachim. If somebody converts in between the two Pesachs, or V'chein Katon Shehigdil ben Shnei Pesachim, or a boy got bar mitzvah in between the two Pesachim. Tosfos mentioned this on Shabbos, and we said there, Tosfos brought the opinion that it's a makeup. It's a makeup. Carbon Pesach is a Sheni's a makeup. So if you didn't have to bring the Rishon, you don't have to bring a Sheni. That's not so, that's only one person says that. It's a machlokas now. So if a katan becomes a bar mitzvah boy during Pesach, during between Rishon and Sheni, or a ger becomes a ger between Rishon and Sheni, it's the same thing. At the Rishon I wasn't chayiv, now I'm chayiv. Says the first man to Amar, Rebbe, chayiv lazos Pesach Sheni divrei Rebbe. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni, says Rebbe. Why? Rashi says, on the second wide line, Desavar regel bifnei atzmohu. It's its own yontif. V'ish le chiyuva ba'an pein avshayu. It has its own independent chiyuv. V'afil l'man de lo is chazi b'rishon. Even though at the Rishon, you were not eligible. You were a cotton. Rabbi Nassan Omer? No. Kol she zakok l'rishon, zakok l'sheni. If you had to bring the Rishon, you have to bring a sheni. Kol she eno zakok l'rishon, en zakok l'sheni. If you don't have to bring a Rishon, you don't have to bring a Sheni. Why? Because a Sheni is a makeup for a Rishon. Therefore, if you were 12 years old at the Rishon, and now you're 13, you don't bring a Sheni. To my Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? What's the root of the Machlokas? Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds, obviously, Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. It's its own independent Regel. Therefore, whether or not you brought a Rishon, you have to bring a Sheni. And therefore, the kares, right? You can get kares just on the sheni. In other words, Rishon, I forgot it was payer of Pesach. I forgot. Now you don't get kares for forgetting. The shogeg comes to Pesach sheni. You were amazing. Get kares, according to Rebbe. Why? Independent mitzvah, independent of the yontif. You get kares for that. I think so. Correct.
I mean, isn't it more like a tikkun?
That's what you thought.
Yeah.
It's a makeup, it's called.
Yeah.
Right? Why do you have a makeup for Pesach and you don't have a makeup for anything else? That's a good question. That's a fair question. Why is that? I don't know. Why did Torah give a makeup for Pesach? Carbon Pesach? There's no makeup for Lulav.
How long is it? Like, let's say the woman was in the hospital, she had a bit.
Right.
Is it like a reshush, since she lost the opportunity, she wants the opportunity? Or is it a chiyuv, you didn't do it, you must do it?
Right.
What is the view of it?
That's a good question. I think it's the second way. You have a chiyuv. If you were tamei, you got a patur. Let's say someone's tamei, they can't bring the lulav. They don't make up for that. Okay, you're an ones. Like every other ones. Okay. I wish I could hear shofar, but I was sick. I couldn't hear shofar. It's all meek. Okay, so during a Thursday night tshuva, there's no such thing.
By the way, what I was thinking before about derech hakolta was not what you said. What I was thinking before about derech hakolta is, let's say, you know, it's 4 hours to get to Yerushalayim.
Right.
Right? So that you're far away. 4 hours. But 4 hours is not always 4 hours. 4 hours could be 4.5 hours, could be 3.5 hours. It's a category where you don't know that until you go, you don't know if you would have made it.
I hear you. So on number base, it could be machlokas, how far away are you? And someone's going to hold you right outside the city. You're already far away. We'll see that in ten minutes.
If you bring carbon for Pesach Rishon,
yeah,
but then it becomes possible for some reason.
So we learned that you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni.
Okay.
Because you brought up a heter,
right.
Just you're not going to eat it.
It depends when
the animal got puzzled, when you got puzzled.
Yeah.
It depends.
Okay.
Right. Rav Nassan holds no. Shneid shein tashlum l'rishonu. The second one's a tashlimin. It's a makeup, right? It's a makeup, right? And then Rashi points out uman delo echazi barishon lo mechayev hasheni. If you were not eligible to bring the rishon, you're puzzled for the sheni. Like what? Like you were young. You were 12. Umihu tekuni l'rishon mikareis im hizid barishon lo mezakin le. But the fact that you were mazed on the Rishon, let's say you were mazed on the Rishon, not bringing it. Now, you want to bring a Sheni? It doesn't save you from the courage of the Rishon, says Rabbi Nassim. Hilka, chayev kares al Rishon, afilu asas Sheni. Even if you can bring a carbon Sheni, that doesn't save you from the Rishon. Why didn't you bring the Rishon? Because you were mazed? You don't have no excuse for that. Kares. Want to bring a Sheni? So bring a Sheni. Upater al Sheni, im shagad barishon, vihizid b'sheni. Fine. Right? Tikune l'rishon, lo mesakin le. There is no tikkun for the Rishon because you weren't eligible. You were a cotton. You were a guy. So now you're a Jew? There's no shady. There's no such thing. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya om Savar, Sheni tekanta de Rishon hu? No, the Sheni is a tikkun for the Rishon, right? Meaning, it could save you from Karis. According to Reb Nosson, it can't save you from Karis. According to this, it could save you from Karis. Therefore, the only time you're going to get Karis, according to the third Shita, is if you're mazed by the Rishon and mazed by the Sheni. That's what he holds. No, you have to be mazed by both, according to him. According to the third sheet, you have to be mazed by both. It's the only time you get Karis. You're mazed by Rishon and you're mazed by the Sheni. Ushloshtan mikwa echad darshu. They all learned it out of the same pasuk. Okay, and this pasuk is a very long pasuk. It says like this. I'm going to read you the whole pasuk. The pasuk says like this. Viha ish, any man, asher hu tahar, he's a tahar man, ubederech lo haya, and he wasn't far away, v'chadal lazos ha-pesach, and he doesn't bring the Pesach. Why didn't he bring it? He wasn't tamei, and he wasn't far away. He doesn't bring it, v'nechrasa ha-nefesh ha-hi me'ameha. He gets kares. Now the next word in the pasuk is the key word here. Ki. What does ki mean? Let's translate it as because. Key, because carbon Hashem lo hikriv. He didn't bring a carbon to Hashem. Right? Bimoado, at its right time. Cheto isha, he bears the sin. Ha'ish hahu, that man. Okay? Says the Gemara. So, there are three opinions, the same pasuk. So it says the Tanakhama. It says, V'ish asher hu tahar, Ubederech lohaya. He was tahar and he wasn't a far away. Rebbe Savar, v'chadal lasos ha-pesas, and he didn't bring the carbon pesach. V'nichrisa, he gets kares, d'lo'ova berishon. He didn't bring a pesach rishon. Inami or, when it says, carbon Hashem lo hikriv b'moado, now, the Gemara lets out the word ki. Ki doesn't mean because. It means like also. Also, he didn't bring the carbon sheni. That's basheni. Umimai cheto yisa kares hu. How do you know that the words cheto yisa are talking about kares? Who said it means kares? Who said it means kares? Because kasavar megadef, that the person who is a megadef, hainu mevarech Hashem, it's someone who blesses Hashem, means curses Hashem. Someone who curses Hashem. Uksiv, and it says, mevarech Hashem, but someone who curses Hashem, it is v'nasa cheto. He will bear his sin. Same words. V'gomar hai cheto dahacha mecheto dahasam. It's a gzeira shava. Ma lahalon kares, afka nami kares. So we know it's kares from over there. Fine. V'ronosan savar, Ronosan says like this. It says, v'chadal lasos ha-pesach. He doesn't bring the carbon pesach. V'nichrusa. He'll kares for that. The high key, this key, Lashon deha hu means because. You get a karis because you didn't bring a karis for Hashem. Vachi kam rachmana. Here's what the Torah means to say. Deha karban Hashem lo hikriv moado barishon. I don't care what happens by the Pesach Sheni. It makes no difference to me, says the Pasuk. You didn't bring a karban, you get karis. Why? Because you didn't bring it. I, as a maker for the Sheni, it doesn't save you from karis on the Rishon. That's from Nasan Shita. Hai cheto yisa, my Ovid lay. Then what does he do with the words cheto yisa? I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara means here. Kasavar megadef lav hainu mevareches Hashem. The megadef is not somebody who curses Hashem. Rather, it's somebody who sings and worships Avodah Zarah in some kind of way. The gamar hai cheto dahasam mehai cheto dahacha, but it's still a gzeir shava. Mahacha kares, afasam kares. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is, but that's not the main point. The main point is that the word ki means because, and therefore you get kares on Rishon regardless of the shady. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya savar v'chad alasas haPesach. You didn't bring a carbon Pesach v'nichrusa, and you get kares for that. E carbon Hashem. Lo hikriv b'moado. The key, according to him, means if. And also, you don't bring a sheni, also not. Ba sheni. You don't bring a carbon sheni either. What does it do with chet or yiso? Kida amaran, the same thing as Rav Nosson. Whether it means someone who's a Magadev or someone who sings Tavod Azara, doesn't make a difference. Either way, you get Karis. Hilkach, therefore, Hizid Bezeu Bezeh, Divya Kol Chayev. If you made it on both, everyone holds to get Karis. You made it on both? I'm sitting in my house, I'm not bringing a Rishon, I'm not bringing a Sheni, you get Karis. Shagak Bezeu Bezeh, Divya Kol Pater. If you show me on both, everyone holds to get Pater. What about Hizid Berishon, Vishagak Basheni? What if you made it on the Rishon? And you shogig on the sheni. Le Rebbe ul Reb Nosson mechayiv. According to Rebbe and Reb Nosson, mechayiv. Karis on that. Le Rebbe Chananya ben Akiva, you putter. What about the other way around? Shogag b'sheni. Shogag b'rishon. The first one you were shogig, you forgot. Vehizid b'sheni. And then by the second one you were mazid. Le Rebbe chayiv. According to the first opinion, you chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because Rebbe holds it to be yontif it by itself. Therefore you chayiv. Le Rebbe Yenasin, Rebbe Chanani ben Akavya, Potter. Why? That he had to by itself, it's only a makeup. Can't be chayav on just on the second one, impossible. Okay, so it's through machlokas really, how to what the story is with the Karis. Do you have any more clarity about that now, Marcel? Okay. Next Mishnah. Ezehi derech v'choka. What's considered far away? What's far away? So, the Tanakhama holds, Min ha-modiyim vilachutz. If you're at the town of Modiyim, and anything further from that town, how far away is that town? We'll say in the Gemara, ulachutz, ukumidasa l'chal ruach, divrei Rabbi Akiva. And in the same distance, in any direction. Just giving an example. That town is, we're going to see, it's 15 mil away. If you're more than 15 mil away, you're pater, you're derech v'choka. If you're not 50, if you're less than 50 mil away, you better get a move on, because you're not going to be potter. Right? That's the shear. In every direction. Rabbi Eliezer Omar, me'askupas ha'azara l'chutz. No. You're outside the Azara. You're not in the Azara, you're not in the walls of the temple grounds, you're far away. And you're potter. It's a very unusual shita. You could be 5 minutes away and you're potter. Why? Far away. Amalei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Eliezer, Lefikach, therefore, Nakud al Hahe. In the word in the Torah, the word Rechoka has a dot, a Nakuda on top of the Hey. Lomar, Lo Beisherochak Vadai. You're not really far away. Ela Me'askupas Hazara Velachot. You're from the Askupa, you're outside the Hazara. You're not really far away. You're halachically far away. You're not really far away at all. Not in China. You're not even in Haifa. You're finally outside. You're in the new city. You're far away. You're even in the old city. You're just not in the temple grounds. You're not considered far away. Right? So, by the way, anybody know who put those nekudos on top of the words? Top of the words in the Chumash?
It wasn't me.
What? It wasn't me either. Who did that? Who put those there? How many times are they there? It's a good trivia question. According to the Medrash, according to Avister Reb Nosson, 10 times in the Torah. There are 10 places in the Torah where there are nekudos on top of letters. They were put there by Ezra HaSofer, and we darshan halachas from them. Right? 10 times. Okay. Okay. Exactly, I'm refusing to step foot in. Exactly. Amar Ula, min ha-modiyin li-Yerushalayim is 15 mil, Havya. It's 15 mil. Right? Now, it's a funny thing that Ula says, from Modiyin to Yerushalayim. He doesn't say to the Azara. You hear that question? Now, we know, we've all been there, Yerushalayim to the Azara is very far away. It could be far away. What kind of thing is that? Sfasema says something brilliant. The Sfasema says, Modiyin was on the eastern side of Jerusalem. The eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash is the opposite side of the coastal Maravi. The city and the Azara is the same spot. Right? It's the Golden Gates, which are never open. That's the eastern side. The wall of Jerusalem, which surrounds the city, is the same wall of the Beis HaMikdash grounds at that spot. It's the same wall. They cheated and do the same wall. I'm not going to build another wall. I already have the wall there. So, says the Sfas Emes, Modi'in is on that side of the city, so it's the same thing. So Ula's telling you that it's 15 mil from Modi'in to the Azara. He calls it Yerushalayim, because it's also Yerushalayim. But, every other direction, it's not 15 mil to Mei Sharim. No, it's 15 mil to the Azara. What do you think of that answer? What? What do you mean, the whole old city?
Yeah.
The whole Jewish quarter, you mean?
No, the whole old city.
3,500 feet?
Yeah.
Much bigger than that. It's much bigger than that.
The whole city.
The old city. Much bigger than that. What? I don't know about that. Anyway, a mile is not a mile.
No, a mile is less than a mile.
It's less than a mile. How long is a mile?
How,
the time it takes to walk 18 minutes. You can't walk, you can walk the whole old city in 18 minutes? But it's not on the eastern side. Right, so I, right. That's a, maybe it's a different place. Anyway.
What did the Pasuk have in mind when they were still in the Midbar?
It's a machlokas. It's machlokas, what it had in mind. Did it mean outside the Azara? Or was it some arbitrary thing which the Torah views as being quote-unquote far away? There has to be some demarcation. The whole old city?
0.35.
It's fascinating. Anyway, okay. So Savar la kihad amar rabbi rabbi chan amar biyachanan. Kama mahalich adam bayom. How long can you walk in a day? And the answer is asara parsos, which by the way is 40 mil. Just to keep it mil simple, it's 40 mil. Now, how long is a mil? The time it takes to walk 18 minutes. How do we know that? How do we know that? For right now, just accept it. Just accept it for right now. Tomorrow's daf is the big daf about Shkia. Because the Gemara is going to say right now, Me'alos HaShachar, from Alos HaShachar until Netachama, is, what's that? From Alos HaShachar until Netachama. What? From dawn to sunrise, is Chamesh Mil, 5 mil. How much time is 5 mil? 72 minutes. Meshkiyas hachama. Here's the kicker. From shkiyas hachama, ad zeis hakochavim, is chameshes milen. 5 mil. 72 minutes. From the time of shkiyah till the time of shah of zeis is 72 minutes. The beferish of Gemara. Pashiluhu tlosin chamesa betzafel pagal. That's 10. There are 30 left. So 15. Till Chatzos, and 15 after Chatzos. I got my 40 mil, right? 15 in the morning, and 15 at night. I have my 40 mil. There I go, I have my 40 mil. No, it's just I'm walking straight. Walk back and forth on a running track in the Olympics. Just walk around that track. Correct. Doesn't make any distinction. Just go to an Olympic track, walk 40 mil, that's how long it takes to walk in a day. Who said we're assuming that?
Has to be.
Has to be, we're assuming it's the same time of day and night, because the day and the night are equal. Say, and the morning is equal. Well, everything's equal here. 5, 15, 15, 5. Correct. Ula taime, to Amar Ula, Eze derech v'choka, that makes sense. I can't get there for Shechita. How long is Shechita last? The afternoon. It's the whole afternoon. Now, we're Machmir, we waited a half hour, but really, it's the whole afternoon. You can bring the Korban Pesach any time in the afternoon. Right? Which is 15 mil. Which is exactly what Ula said. It's 15 mil. It's exactly the same Shechita. Now, Omar Mar, how do you know it's 5 mil? From the morning till later, how do you know it's 5 mil? Because it says, listen to this, Raya. It became Allah's Shachar, and the Malachim were trying to get Lot out of the city. They're fighting with Lot to get out of the city. And it says, Hashem es yata, then the sun rose. And Lot came to Tzohar. And the sun rose. Meaning, Allah's Shachar, we were bothering Lot. By the time it came to Nate, I'm sorry, by Nate, no, Allah's Shachar comes first. By Allah's Shachar, we were bothering Lot. By Nate's already, when the sun rose, he was already in Tzohar. And you know what? I mentioned once, and it takes 5 mil to go from wherever Lot was to wherever Lot was. From here, from point A to point B was 5 mil. So what do you see? The morning is 5 mil. Now, tomorrow, the Gemara is really going to get into this, and tomorrow's Tzadik Dalet Amud of Pesachim is the daf of Shkia. It's the main daf. The other one's in Shabbos, which you did already, and there's a stira. Because in Shabbos, nobody says 5 mil. And over here, everyone says 5 mil. Right? So Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam invented, there are two shkiyas. The first shkiya is irrelevant. It's only for the Beis HaMikdash. And we hold it the second shkiya. Which is why people that hold from Rabbeinu Tam wait 72 minutes. Right? Really, almost everyone holds from Rabbeinu Tam, except for the Grua. Everyone else said, no. That's only in the Equinox and in the Yerushalayim area, or in Bavel. But if you go to the rest of the world, for Moshe Feinstein, then you can make it shorter, and it went down from 72 down to whatever, 60, 50, whatever you want. Gufa, we'll do that, that's tomorrow's daf. Gufa, Amar Ula, Ezi Derech Rechoka, what's considered far away? Kol She'ein Yochel Likonis Peshasa Shechita. You can't get there during Shechita, which is 15 mil. Rav Yehuda Amar, Kol She'ein Yochel Likonis Peshasa Achila. You can't get there during the Achila. How long is the Achila? The whole night, no? We have machlokas, either chatzos or the whole night. Right? Much more time. You have much more time to get there. Amalei Rabbi Lula, Ludidach Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. It's Kasha going to both of you. Ludidach Kasha, Damarta Kol Shein Yochel Likonis Peshas Shechita. V'tamei Sheretz, Ein Yochel Likonis Peshas Shechita. V'tamei Sheretz can't get there by Shechita. He can't be there by Shechita. He has to wait till Achila. Only at night is eligible. The Kamarta Shochtin Vizarkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Yet you can shecht it for him. And Lord Yehuda Kasha, Damar, he said, Kol Shinachol Likonis B'Shas Achila. He said, you can't get there during the whole Shas Achila. For Tamei Sheretz, Yachol Likonis B'Shas Achila. But a Tamei Sheretz, yes, can be the time, yes, can get there by Shas Achila. He can get there by night. The Kamar, and yet Rabbi Yehuda held, Ein Shochtin Vizarkin Al Tamei Sheretz. You don't include him. What's going on here? So Amalei, he answered back, Lo Lididi Kasha, Volo Lebhuda Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Lididi, I hold, right, Derech Rechoka Lutahar, then Derech Rechoka Lutame. Derech Rechoka and Tame have nothing to do with each other. Derech Rechoka means the guy's Tahar, but he's far away. My shear is Shas Achila, Shas Shechita. You're going to be here Shas Shechita, you're included. Which is 15 mil. You can't get here? You're too far away? Not included. Tomei? Nothing to do with this. Tomei could be right next to me. He could be standing right next to me. I hold that if he's available, he's going to be eligible to Shas Achila. If not eligible, Shas Shechita. But Shas Achila, he will be eligible. It's fine. Nothing to do with each other. Two unrelated issues. And we'll just do Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. Who's also not a kasha? What did he say? He said that it goes by Shas Achila. He had a tummy; it's not included. Why not? By Shas Achila during the Seder, he's ready. Why is he not included? Why can't I check the Korban Pesachim during the day and at night he'll be ready? Shas Achila, he'll be ready. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. Tomei Sheretz Machmana Demechayve Dichsiv Ish Kiyu Tamil Nefesh Milo Askin Shechal Shvi Shelo Lios Be'erev Pesach. His seventh day, his last day of Tumah, is Erev Pesach, Vafilu Hachi Amar Chmana Lidchi. The Torah said he can't do it. What do you want from me? He can't do it. What about Derech Rechoka? Derech Rechoka and Tumah have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. They're unrelated issues. So the fact that he's going to show up at the Seder, Bashas Achila, from Derech Rechoka, from very, very, very far away, that's no problem. Let him come. I'll make Shechtim, I'll have him in mind. What about Tumah? He's also going to be eligible? But the Torah said, no, what can I do? And that's the resolution of that.
What? one.
Yeah, but the, no, it's the same idea. The idea is it's day seven. And Tumim Sheretz only has a day seven. That's the thing. Okay? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.